الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us taqwa on this day. May Allah bless us with these special mercies and barakat. May Allah accept the qurbani that we will be offering. And may Allah make the difficulties of the ummah, that the ummah is suffering, may Allah remove all those difficulties. May Allah change that into ease and happiness and afiyat. Alhamdulillah, we have heard many talks on Eid al-Adha. We know very well the incident behind Qurbani, the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Indeed, there are great lessons to be learned. We have discussed this on many occasions, and everybody is well acquainted with these lessons. My respected brothers and elders, a very great scholar had once mentioned, depicting the picture of Eid, and with that he had a very beautiful message. Let us listen attentively to this message that he has. On the day of Eid, generally we are giving the general picture that occurs. People make takbir, we are asked to make takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. We are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when we sacrifice the animal, we are taking the name of Allah. So during the day of Eid, we are making takbir. And we find that the musallas, the eidgahs, the masajid are full. They are huge crowds. People throng from far and wide. And there's a huge congregation. And generally during the day of Eid, we will meet one another. We will exchange greetings, we will make salam, we will make mu'anaqa, we will make musafaha. So there'll be this exchange of greetings and meetings that take place on the day of Eid. Then we will be sacrificing our animal. We will be making the qurbani. And also generally people wear nice clothing on the day of Eid. So the message he gives is in Arabic, and I will explain to you inshallah, give you the gist of it. He says, لو كبر المسلمون, if the Muslims make takbir, if they make takbir, how we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He says, لو كبرت قلوب المسلمين كما تكبر ألسنتهم. If the hearts of the Muslims glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if these hearts make the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as our lips, just as our tongues are saying the takbir, we are saying the takbir verbally, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of our tongues.
He says, if this glorification of Allah has to come out from the hearts of the believers, لَغَيِّرُوا وَجْهَ التَّارِيخِ, then he says the Muslims will change the face of history of the globe. Like how we have seen in the past, on many occasions, when a Muslim had the azmat of Allah in his heart, he realized the greatness of his Rabb. He had in his heart the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. He had in his heart the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true and genuine love for Allah. And then it was not just a mere lip service. He wasn't just hymning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of his tongue only, no. It was permeating from his heart. And when the takbir came out from the hearts of the believers, then they changed the condition that prevailed in the world. We see so much of carnage, atrocities, mayhem, killings. Fingers are being pointed at Muslims all the time. What is the value, the qeemat of a believer today? Every single day we find the name of a Muslim or the Muslim Ummah, the image of the Muslim Ummah has been tarnished. How cheap has the blood become of a believer? Why? We are not making the azmat of Allah from the deep recesses of our hearts. The whole lesson of Qurbani, Eidul Adha, is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When does a person submit to any person? When he respects that person. When he loves that person. When he obeys that person. When he realizes the significance, the value, the importance of that person. When the Muslim Ummah realize the significance, the loftiness, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the azmat of Allah comes into our hearts, then we will not just be uttering the takbir by means of our lips only. Then we will be pondering on these words, Allahu Akbar, that Allah is the great. There is nobody greater than Allah. Allah is most great. And there is no deity that is worthy of being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We're glorifying Allah again and again. We're sanctifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. All praise only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many examples. But particularly Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who gained the title of Khalilullah, the friend of Allah. We know the incident which has been recorded by many scholars and many ulama, that when he once heard just the glorification of Allah, Subhana dhil izzati wal azmati wal kibriyai wal malakuti wal jabarut, and he fell unconscious. He fell unconscious. How many times do we hear the adhan daily? Does it affect our hearts? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting, battle had taken place, Sahaba were returning, they found suitable places, shady areas to settle down. They had camped at a certain area, and Rasulullah found a very thorny tree under which he took some shade, and he hung his sword there. And we know the incident, the enemy comes, and he grabs the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he unsheathes it, and he wakes Rasulullah up, and he says, مَن يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي. Who is going to stop me from killing you now? Who's going to protect you? What did Rasulullah say? He said, Allah, 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 thalathan, three times. This Allah came out not just from his tongue. It came out from the deep recesses of his heart. When this happened, the enemy was holding the sword. He began to tremble. He began to shake. The sword falls from his hand. Rasulullah grabs the sword. And then he puts the same question to him then. مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي أَلَانَ. Who's going to save you now? And then he pleads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah forgives him and pardons him. And then he says, لَوِجْتَمَعُوا دَائِمًا. كما يجمعون لصلاة العيد. If the Muslims gather every day for 5 times daily salah, just like we see this large congregation today that has filled the masjid, that fills the Eidgahs and all the other masajid, if we see these huge gatherings, then an awe will be instilled in the hearts of those people who are enemies to Islam and the Muslims. Those who become hostile towards the Muslims for no reason whatsoever. They will see that the Muslims are in large numbers. And they will not dare take away the izzat, the honor and respect of a single believer. They will not dare to take the honor of any Muslim sister of ours. Islam advocates peace, love, muhabbat, brotherhood. This picture that is being given, portrayed today in the media, every single day, the image that is portrayed, that the Muslims are terrorists. Muslims are evil people. They just take the sword and behead people. No. This is not what Islam is about. This is not Muslims. We have shirked in our duty because we have not portrayed true Islam to the disbelievers. We have not won them over by means of our akhlaq. Why? Because we ourselves are so disunited. And that is the stark reality. We don't have that ukhuwat. We don't have that brotherhood. We don't have those beautiful qualities of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. That seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we talk about. His generosity. His forgiveness. His kindness. The love and care that he showed to every single human being. The akhlaq he displayed. And therefore, the scholar writes, he says, لَوْ تَصَافَحَتْ نُفُوسُهُمْ كَمَا تَتَصَافَحُ أَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَضَوْ عَلَى عَوَامِلِ الْفُرْقَةِ. He says, just as we shake hands on the day of Eid, if our hearts, our souls actually shake hands and embrace one another, then this will break all the disunity that prevails today. Brothers not on talking terms. Family members not on talking terms. How will we face Rasulullah s.a.w. on the day of Qiyamah? When are we going to swallow our pride? When are we going to really show the submission that Allah talks about in the Quran? فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. When father and son Ibrahim a.s., Ismail a.s., when they submitted, surrendered. And their submission was what? Far greater submission. They were actually fulfilling a great command of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took the knife and placed it on the neck of his beloved son. The son who he was pining for who he was making so much of dua. And exactly when the child reaches the age, when he's running around with his father, helping his father, working with his father, running with his father, now the command comes that now you must slaughter the son. Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi had mentioned, it is easy for a person perhaps to take his own life, it is not easy to take away the life of his beloved son. Submission to this level, exactly like this we find the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they actually gave their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Sahabi would exclaim, if I had that amount of lives equivalent to the hair on my body, then too I would give it for the sake of my Allah. And therefore he says, لَوْ تَبَسَّمَتْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ كَمَا تَتَبَسَّمُ شِفَاهُهُمْ لَكَانُوا مَعَ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. When we meet, we smile. But is it a smile of pretense? Is it a smile of facade? Are we genuine in our smile? Or because it's easy now, we're just giving a half smile. Because he just came in the way. But if I could help it, I would have avoided him. Why? Because that man never invited me for his daughter's nikah. He didn't send me a card. He didn't bother about me. So why should I meet him now? No, brothers, when we meet, it's not just a smile that we show on our face, but this arwah, this soul should be smiling. And he says, if this happens, then the Muslim ummah lakanu ma'a ahli as-samaa. Their rank and their loftiness will be like the angels. Like the angels in the sky. And then he says, just like on the day of on Eid, we place that knife on the animal and we make qurbani. He says, لَوْ ضَحُوا بِأَنَانِيَّتِهِمْ. If we sacrifice that ananiyat, that ego, that passion, that pride, the haughtiness, the arrogance that we have. I, me, it's me, my strength, my power, my intelligence, my skill, my know-how. See what I have built. See what I have done. And this is the thing that is leading to our destruction. The exact thing that led Fir'aun to his destruction. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your great Lord. We are not saying that. But we have the pride in our hearts. If we are bosses in the factory and in workplaces, then do we forget that our workers have some rights also? We are husbands at home, do we forget how we should have that humility with our wives and children? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it so beautifully, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will elevate his position. Allah will honor him not only in the akhirat, Allah will give him izzat in this world as well. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ. But that person who shows haughtiness, who shows pride, وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy him. So these egos, these passions that we have, these carnal desires that lure us and prompt us towards haram. Nobody is perfect, we are all weak. And we have to remind ourselves of these lessons of Eid al-Adha throughout our lives. Throughout our lives. And we have heard scholars and ulama and mashayikh saying that on the day of Eid, when a person places that knife on the animal, on the throat of the animal, and he's going to slaughter the animal and run his knife through the jugular veins, then at that time he should actually be placing the knife on his nafs, on those evil temptations, that anger that we have, and all of us have that anger, and the jealousy that we have. We cannot see our neighbor being more prosperous than us. The enmity that we have for one another. We are talking about the ummah uniting. The ummah uniting. When we have divided ourselves into groupings, and there's so much of mudslinging taking place, we mock, we ridicule, we laugh at, we scoff at our own Muslim brethren. Brothers and elders, this is the message I have today. Of course, I got to make amal on it myself. Everybody is weak. We all falter. But there should be a shu'ur, some type of realization that am I getting closer to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I moving further and further away from the mercy of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Amongst the many reasons for the downfall of the Muslim ummah, these are some of the important things we have become prey to, we have become victims of. Lord, we have neglected these factors. In the I've mentioned many occasions the hearts the Sahaba had. The love, the brotherhood. Imagine the Ansar not only gave half the belongings to the Muslim Muhajirin brothers who came from Makkah. And Ansari actually went up to his Muhajir brother and he says, oh my Muhajir brother, I've got two wives. You select which one your wife, I will divorce her so you may have a wife. Nobody's asked to do that today. Because we can't even look after one wife. That's the truth. And then he says, if only the Muslim ummah, لو لبسوا, أكمل الأخلاق كما يلبسون أفخر الثياب. He says, if the Muslim Ummah only display, if only they don themselves with the perfect character, and that is the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like on the day of Eid, people wear very elegant clothing, smart clothing, nice clothing, especially our youth and youngsters. They wear nice clothing. Like that, if a person dons himself, not just with an outward garment, but a beautiful garment of akhlaq, لَكَانُوا أَجْمَلَ أُمَّةٍ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ. They will be the most beautiful ummah on the surface of the earth. And that is exactly what Rasulullah and the Sahaba achieved. And that was the golden era. خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي. Why? Because they displayed that beautiful akhlaq that won the hearts of the disbelievers. Somebody had sent me an incident yesterday. Perhaps many of you may have received it also. About a Yahudi, a Jew, in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala, and the title was The Mercy and Justice of Islam. And Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala, he sees this Yahudi, old man, blind, standing on the streets and begging. So he goes up to him and asks him, that what has made you stand here in the street corner, and you are so old and you blind and you are begging? So he says that I'm a zimmi, I got to pay tax. In the Muslim, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them kingdomship, and when they were ruling, then those disbelievers who did not accept Islam, no problem, they were not killed, but then they were told to pay a tax to the Muslims. It was not unjust. They had to pay the tax, and when they gave the tax, which is called jizya, then their lives were protected. Their properties were protected. Their families were protected. Their businesses were protected. Just like how the Muslims were protected, exactly like that, the Jew also, his life was protected. So he says, I got to pay this jizya. And then I'm feeble and old, and I've got my own needs and necessities. So I am forced to be standing here. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu holds the hand of this elderly Jew, blind man. He takes him to his own home. He provides him some food. And then he tells somebody to go and find out more about this man. Inquire about his life. And provide for him from the Baytul Mal. And he says, from today, all those zimmis, people who were non-Muslim staying there and were paying the jizya, when they became old, and if they were feeble and they were weak, and they did not have the strength to pay this tax, then no longer this jizya will be taken from them. This is the mercy, this is the justice, this is the akhlaq the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in had. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Islam spread far and wide in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, that it became known as the golden era of Islam, the golden period of Islam. My respected brothers and elders, on the day of Eid, these are the lessons we should be thinking about, cogitating, reflecting. Let me do things only for the pleasure of my Allah. That animal that a person is slaughtering, it should not be for show, not for ostentation, and brag about ourselves. No. لَيَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The flesh, the blood of the animal does not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of all those things. وَلَكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. But Allah looks at the taqwa of the person. And as I mentioned the other night, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali and other Mufassirin have mentioned, what is this taqwa? Niyati qurb. The niyat of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Allah, this is your command. Even though a person has this natural mercy, it's not easy to just take the animal and to go slaughter the animal. In our cases, because we don't even have the animals in our homes through the year, just the day before Eid. So we don't even have the time to bond with that animal. But those who have kept the animal for the entire year, then they have such a bond and relationship with an animal that it becomes so difficult, that you will find many of them after slaughtering the animal, no matter who the person is and how big he may be, he begins to cry like a little child. Our scholars and akabir, Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullahi, it is mentioned regarding him that after slaughtering the animal, he would actually cry. Why? Because his bond had come with this animal. It grew with this animal. It became very strong. So niyati qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ikhlas. Do it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, all of other actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, ma amil ibn Adam min amalin. That man has not done any action, yawm al-nahri, on the day of Eid al-Adha, ahabba ilallah, which is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min ihraq al-dam, than slaughtering the animal and spilling this blood of the animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action, and this animal will come on the day of Qiyamah, wa innahu layati yawm al-Qiyamah, bi ash'ariha, bi azlafiha, wa ash'ariha, wa qurunha. It will come with his horns, with his hair, with his hooves. It will be placed on the scales. It will be intensified. It will be multiplied. The sawab will increase of the person. And Rasulullah said, وَإِنَّ الدَّمَ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ أَن يَقَعَ بِالْأَرْضِ. Before this blood can even reach the ground, Allah has already accepted this sacrifice. Allah has accepted this qurbani. فَطِيبُ بِهَا نَفْسًا. Rasulullah says, then do this qurbani with fervor, with spirit, with love, with muhabbat. It's not just a burden. It's not just a task that has come upon us and we just want to get over it. But enjoy making the qurbani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us on this day of Eid to make qurbani like how we should be making. And of course, do not violate the other laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially intermingling of males and females, which are now mahram. And so many things happen on the day of Eid. On one hand, we are placing the knife on the animal, or the knife on our nafs. And on the other hand, we are openly violating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us not forget our Muslim brothers and sisters in the entire ummah, especially Palestine, in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, in so many areas. Whilst we are making qurbani of the animals, they are seeing the lives of the innocent one being taken away in front of them. May Allah change the conditions. May Allah make be aman and peace prevail there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change the condition of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May it become such that even the disbelievers see the truth of Islam and they may enter in great large numbers and droves into the fold of Islam, so that this burning fikr and worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the entire ummah is saved from the fire of Jahannam, and this ummah may enter into eternal paradise and happiness and bliss, this may become a reality. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thanana alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. O my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not appreciated you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ, that my bandas haven't made qadr of me. Ya Allah, we haven't made qadr of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not realized your greatness, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for this, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Help us to glorify you correctly, my Allah. Help us to make your ibadat properly, my Allah. Give us the sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Remove from our hearts the filth of malice and greed and pride and enmity and jealousy that we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become clogged with sins and ma'asiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins now, my Allah. From head to toe, we are drenched in gunas, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, on this momentous occasion of Eid al-Adha, my Allah. Ya Allah, today, my Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu sabku maaf farma. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Hamari lagzishon ko darguzar farma. Ya Allah, har ummati ki Allah ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, don't deprive any ummati, my Allah. Ya Allah, no matter how evil we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, Allah, how bad we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed the worst of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not associating partners to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not making shirk with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, that verily Allah forgives all sins. You have said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, that we must not despair in your mercy, my Allah. Today when your mercy is pouring down, my Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah, whatever gunas we did, my Allah, whatever gunas we performed, my Allah, Ya Allah, whatever haram we indulge in, my Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, help us to make your tawheed properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, make that oneness of yours come into our heart, my Allah. Make it permeate in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of shirk, my Allah. Protect us from kufr and nifaq, my Allah. Protect us from hypocrisy, my Allah. Protect us from bid'ahs, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this iman that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't take away the iman of our children and progeny, my Allah. Don't take away the iman of our young ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make hifazat of our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, the yaqeen that Ibrahim alayhi salam had, the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam had, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba ikram had, that conviction they had in your greatness, my Allah, that yaqeen they had in you, my Allah, that they became Khalilullah and Habibullah. Ya Allah, grant us that yaqeen in your heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are like lost sheep, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. You are Al-Hadi. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Put us onto Sirat Mustaqim again. Forgive this ummat, my Allah. This is a special ummat, my Allah. The same ummat your beloved Nabi Kareem some cried for, my Allah. Day and night until his feet will become swollen, my Allah. Ya Allah, he did not forget us in his duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, he asked you, Ya Allah, to pardon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Protect us from the oppression of the oppressors, my Allah. Ya Allah, help our Muslim brothers and sisters in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, Iraq, in many other countries, my Allah, in Burma. Ya Allah, tu raham ka maamla farma, khususi karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, woman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim sisters, Ya Allah. The izzat has been taken away, my Allah. Ya Allah, young children have become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, old people, they don't have any place, my Allah. They've got no shelter, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka maamla farma. May Allah spread the winds of aman and peace and security once again, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition, the entire Muslim ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have done wrong, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the hujjaj who have gone for hajj, my Allah, grant them a hajj mabroor and maqbool, my Allah. Give them a safe return again to their family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, with a clean slate, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them all their sins, my Allah. Help them, Ya Allah, to change the conditions now, my Allah. Make them better Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill hiququl ibad, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite the Muslim ummah, my Allah. Unite husband and wife, my Allah. Unite parents with children, my Allah. Unite Muslim, Ya Allah, the brothers and sisters, my Allah. Unite family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, aapas mein ulfat muhabbat ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many in hospital even on the day of Eid, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, Ya Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Their family members, give them sabri jameel, my Allah. Even on the day of Eid, their janazas, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for their mothers and fathers, my Allah. For their wives and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the highest of stages in Akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us bayil in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the Hodi Kothar water from Rasulullah sallam Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us into Jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr. qabr azab of Jahannam. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our nasal, our zurriyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our family members, protect our friends, our relatives, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, every single ummati, my Allah, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, our brothers have hajat to thee, my Allah. They've raised their hands, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-Gham, Mufarrij al-Ham, Mujib da'wat al-Muttarina idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa Rahimahuma, Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abraq, muqarrabeen, maqbooleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from evil habits, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from zina and riba, my Allah. Protect us from ghibat, my Allah. Protect us from carrying tales, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have a good akhlaq, my Allah. The akhlaq of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.